This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Range, big money guys in their 30s. It just doesn't fit at all with what we're going to do. And even if we could transition by the time this group here and the previous, you know, groups of draft picks and younger players are coming through, we don't want to have those types of deals at the back end. We'll stay away from those. We've got lots of trade conversations on the go for all different types of players. But, you know, the types of players that you could expect are not dissimilar from last summer. I would be surprised if, unless they were RFAs or trade, that we would do long-range deals with players. But we've got a number of players in mind that we think we can give good opportunity to, and they won't be the one-year contracts, maybe two or three, where we can see if they can be a long-term part of what we're trying to do here and be a part of it for when the team is back in contention.
Kyle Dubas, everybody. Fallout from free agent frenzy. Anything but for the Penguins. You know what they're doing? They're signing the Dan Vogelbacks and Jose Quintanas of hockey.
Nickels and dimes.
One-year dudes.
Just guys. Just a guy.
Come here. Do you have a pulse? Are you a warm body?
Skate around. Maybe you'll play well. Maybe you'll get traded to a contender.
Yeah, and then
we'll
flip
you. We'll get a fourth-round pick for you.
Yep.
That's the name of the game here.
You know what kind of team does that? A tanking team. Embrace the tank.
You ever been in a tank? Like an actual physical tank?
No. You've ever gotten stuck in an elevator?
Define stuck in terms of length of time you have to be in the elevator for...
It's not moving and you have to contact emergency personnel?
Never have you?
No, but my sister in college pre-gamed with a bunch of her friends and then they all stuffed into an elevator in their dorm and like 10 of them got stuck in an elevator for more than 2 hours.
I'd worry about having to go to the bathroom.
It was, I agree, and it was the first weekend of college.
Oh, wait a minute, and they were pre-gaming, so they definitely had to go to the bathroom.
So the weather was still warm,
so
still
hot,
summer.
Sweaty.
And everyone's pretty liquored up.
And they were stuck in there for 2 hours. Probably trying to hold in.
Could you imagine Stark in that situation, Don?
He would like pry apart the doors of the elevator like the Incredible Hulk to get out.
I think he'd start drawing straws to see who would be the first person eaten like an hour in.
Wait, if Starkey...
We're all going to die in here.
Well, no, if Starkey was in the elevator with 10 co-eds, 10 girls in there who've been pre-gaming, I think he would...
Would he start doing that thing with his eyes that he does? You know what I'm talking about,
what,
Donnie?
This one? Would you like to go on a date later after we get out of this? That actually is like a fear of mine. Like an elevator. We had an elevator at our vacation. Like we were on a third floor condo. And it made loud noises, and then I looked, and the certificate was like 2 years expired. I'm like, man, what if I get stuck in here?
I don't think I'd want
to
get...
What a horrible way to have to spend several hours.
I don't think I could go in a submarine underwater. I think that would scare me.
As opposed to those submarines that are so commonly seen on land.
Well, no, but hold on, though. Like,
I just could not drive a submarine. I could drive a submarine down the highway.
No, hold on,
put one in the water and go underneath.
Here's what I mean by that. They have submarine exhibits.
I know.
Where you can go in ones that aren't underwater and just walk around in them. I'm talking about actually immersed in water. You're part of a submarine
team. I think just the overall claustrophobia of just how small those compartments have to be. Yeah. I feel like when they've done like Hunt for Red October, one of my favorite movies, I feel like that isn't accurate. Like, it makes it look like there's way too much space in there. It just doesn't feel like there could be that much room like they show in the movies. Like the one time I went in a submarine that was like docked on the North Shore for this kind of an exhibit, I was just like, how does anybody do this without going insane? And they do it for months at a time.
Josh Yowie today, the biggest Penguins insider. Get used to hearing the phrase tank for McKenna. Then said later, so are the Penguins tanking? I don't think so. But I also don't think Dubas sees a path that includes spending money on the upcoming season.
So they're tanking?
Yeah.
If you're not going to spend money on the upcoming season,
they're
not trying to win.
They had tons of cap space. They didn't use it. They signed bad players. They're trying to suck.
Hard to figure out what else that is.
More than anything, I think next season will be a farewell tour for Evgeny Malkin is what Josh has dubbed it. That's what the 2026 season is all about. We wave goodbye to a Mount Rushmore Penguins player.
Will that pack him in? If the rest of Rushmore is Crosby, Yager, Lemieux.
Do not think so. You think so?
Not necessarily, just because I think while Penguins fans really, broadly speaking, like Evgeny Malkin a lot, he also is, of that big three, the guy who might have inspired the most frustration at times.
Yeah, but I agree with that, because I think if we found out Sidney Crosby was having his
farewell season, they'd be selling out games because people would want to see the last run for Sidney Crosby. I think people would be road tripping to Columbus and places like that, Buffalo.
And because he's still great.
Correct.
They were dead last in attendance, the Penguins, in 2004. The last year before Sid got here.
Pre-lockout.
They averaged 11,000 fans. Yep.
Yeah.
Now, there's a confluence of things there. Mario's hurt. He's on the team, but he doesn't play. Mm-hmm. And fans think the team's going to move.
Correct.
So that keeps people away.
Your Isle of Capri, things of that nature.
Now you don't have that. You have Sid still playing like a top 10 player. So they were dead last in attendance. I don't think it's going to get that bad, do you?
No, the Lemieux being hurt and not playing is the big difference, because like he still was not that far removed from having thrilled the NHL with the comeback and being still a very useful player. Like he was still obviously pretty good. He could still do what he had always done. I mean, I'm going back and looking, Pony, the 03 season, 2002-2003, when Rick Kehoe was their coach. How many points do you think Lemieux racked up in 67 games?
82?
91, dude.
Damn.
So that year when he played most of the season,
still a
stud. He was still a draw. Yeah, you'd still be like, wow, you're watching one of the absolute best. Their leading scorer the following year in 03-04 was Dick Tarnstrom. That's why people call it the Rico Fata administration.
Donnie,
the
look
Milan
up.
The Milan Kraft administration.
Look
the
up
Rick
Penguins
Jackman
attendance
Chronicles.
In 03. 2002-2003, the last year Mario was good in what they did when they were a bad team. And let's see if we think they'll do better than that number this year. I think two things can be true. I think fans are embracing the tank. I think they want the tank. I think even though it's tough to...
I've got the number, Donnie. You don't have to bother with it.
I think it's a little bit harder to make peace with, hey, Sidney Crosby's still great, the team sucks. Like, that's different than... Well, I guess it's not all... It's not all that different from Chicago. I mean, Taves tailed off, but Kane was still really good, and they sucked. Now, Sidney Crosby's a much better player than Kane. My point is, I think people are okay with the fact that there's good in being bad, even if it means Sidney Crosby has to suck it up on a horrible team. So what I'm getting at is, I think fans are on board with that, but I don't think that fans will pay to watch that.
Well, remember, they were also in an old barn back then, so tickets were a lot cheaper. Even now with ticket, I'm sure they've at least, I would imagine.
No, they've gotten a lot cheaper, Chris.
They've made them
a very affordable ticket now.
Okay, define affordable now versus even then. Like,
I don't care.
Alex, my wife is a huge hockey fan. She and her friend were going to games as high school students on the glass for like $15.
Yeah, I don't care what they're not going to sit maybe that close for $15. I don't care what the face value of the ticket is. You're able to get into Penguins weeknight games for under $20 now.
I guess then it gets to a fundamental thing. Donnie, what was the 02-03? Because he said it was 11,877 on average, 03-04. So
worst in the league.
Oh, okay. I was looking at 03-04.
No, 02-03 was 14,755. So it went down almost 3,000 people a night for 41 home dates. So do the math on that. That's losing.
14,000. So do you think they'll average more than that?
So the building now.
Tanking? Malkin farewell tour. Here's the other thing that's weird about going to games in this scenario. You want the team to lose.
But you want them to be watchable when you're there.
Well, that's what I... you when you go to a game, it's weird to root for your team to lose in person. It's much easier to do that either watching the game at home or just kind of passively following a game. Like, okay, I'm still keeping tabs on them, but I'm not watching three periods of hockey a night.
When you go, the vibe is different in person. If, like, say a bad team that you want to lose intellectually jumps out to, let's just say, a 3-0 lead in, after one period. If they start showing cracks and you're in the building and you're like, oh my God, they're going to blow this lead and like blow it spectacularly, I don't think that's nearly as fun, even if you understand what the end goal is, as what you're describing. Either sitting at a bar with your buddies laughing, oh, can you believe these morons did this again? Or sitting in your own home. When you're there, you get caught up in the energy of a game. You want to see them win. You do. Like, I don't think it's going to be as bad as 0203 for, or 0304, excuse me, for sure. Because I think Crosby just being, by and large, very healthy and very productive is going to make people want to come out and watch. But I don't think it's going to be great. If last year, or if a couple years ago, they were still getting 17,000 plus in there, closer to 18, I think they're going to be in that like 14, 15 range.
And in March and April, people will go, will show up to like see Malkin play out his last games here. But they won't in October, November,
I just think
December,
January. Say they start out too. I know people know that they're tanking, but say they start out and they lose like, you know, 9 of their first 10 pony. There's not even going to be a chance for
Which is good.
No, it's good, but like if it went the opposite
way,
it's
what Dubas wants.
They were somehow the story of the league, 9-1, 9-0-1 through 10 games. Like people would, for a curiosity factor, go and watch. If it's 1-9, no one's going there. That's going to make the bottom fall out before you can ever even establish like a somewhat decent attendance base. I'll tell you what, if I were somebody listening to this right now, my kid loves hockey, and maybe because of pricing, I understand that a lot. We got rid of our season tickets when we had kids because it was just too much money to spend on something we weren't going to use very often. But like, if your kid's into hockey, this coming year is the year to take them to as many games as you can.
I've thought about that too.
Like, if you want, if you want to get your kid into hockey because you love it and it's something you want to bond with kid or kids about, this is the time to do it coming up. They will be a wretched hockey team, but your get-in price, they're going to do more promotions, I bet, to make concessions a little more affordable.
Hot dog nights and
stuff. Oh, my God, yes.
Bobbleheads galore.
I'm going to say it. It's going to feel a lot like what Pirates games have sometimes felt like.
Dude, it was that way
really
last
bad.
Year.
Yes,
they had games where they tracked how many hot dogs fans ate. They had bobbleheads. The bobbleheads got stolen. They had to find the Jager ones. It was a whole to-do.
So I think this is the time, the silver lining to what I think is going to be a down attendance period for them next year by a pretty significant margin is, if you've been priced out of it before, this is now the time to make yourself and your family members, your kids, into hockey fans. Because it's affordable to do so. And you know what? Here's the other thing. This is like Malzy putting on my mad money hat. If you believe in Kyle Dubas, your ass should be buying season tickets to this team now.
Why?
Because get in before, like you can get them now, get established, and then I would imagine you'll be a little bit more palatable when they go up in price.
But I would think, like, let's play out this scenario. If they do suck on purpose and they fulfill, they meet their goal, they meet expectations, they're really, really bad, and they hit the lottery, they win the jackpot again.
Yep.
And they get the number one pick, and mm-hmm. McKenna's coming here, mm-hmm. the most highly thought of prospect since maybe McDavid. They get him. The ticket prices are going to go skyrocketing up the following year. I don't know if like getting in on the basement floor really does you any good, because then they'll have an attraction. The team might not be good right away, but everyone will want to see him play.
Isn't there usually some returning customer discount that is conferred with those?
You were the Penguin season ticket holder, not me.
I know, but I bought in when they were already like pretty expensive and we were splitting a plan. I thought usually that you would get a small discount if you got in earlier when they were cheaper and they wouldn't jack up your prices as much. But I might be wrong about that. That also just feels like something a team could choose to do or not do if they want to engender goodwill with their fans.
Yeah. Well, the team's going to blow.
But they're not going to be led by Dick Tarnstrom in scoring, and that is why it won't get as bad as it was in 03-04. And you were right to say, like, people thought any good thing that would come from a post-lockout lottery might end up happening to Kansas City instead, to a team there and no team here. And the lockout looming in general, I think, pissed people off, but there's not going to be any of that. So it's never going to get to that low of a level.
412-928-9370. Here is our friend Adrian in Pittsburgh. Hello, Adrian.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Adrian, how you been? Are you over your gout yet?
Yeah, I'm not over the stupidity of the Pittsburgh Steelers yet. That's why I left.
Oh, okay.
Gout very painful, though, I've been told, Adrian.
So wait a minute. They make a trade where they get two good players for one, and Adrian's calling in to bitch about it?
I'm calling in because I'm back in.
Oh.
Because of the trade.
You were out when because of Aaron Rodgers, and now you're back in because of this trade.
Yeah, they should have signed Russell Wilson, traded for Metcalf. They would have had Metcalf and Pickens. I was all out when they traded Pickens away. I was completely done with them. I haven't watched, like, anything with football because of that. And now I'm back because they just went out and got Jalen Ramsey, the best corner in the league. And we're ready. Now all they got to do is go sign Keenan Allen, and we'll be in the Super Bowl.
He's not coming here. I mean,
huh?
He said he's not coming here. He already went on a TikTok and said, I refuse to sign with the Steelers.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, we need Amari Cooper then because –
And if they don't get Cooper, will you be out again?
I mean, it was just – I don't know what – why trade for Metcalf when you have Pickens? Pickens is better than the guy. Better than the guy you bring in.
No, he's not. I don't think he's better than him. Come on, Adrian. He's not better than Metcalf. His numbers aren't better. What are we doing here?
How are you going to get numbers in a pedestrian offense?
He gets a ton of targets. He's their obvious guy. He makes great contested catches.
Watch what he does in Dallas. Okay. Watch what he does in Dallas.
Is that Adrian in Pittsburgh predicting that George Pickens will have better numbers than DK Metcalf?
No, because Metcalf's the only option right now.
Well, I thought you liked this trade so much. What, Jonnu Smith isn't an option now?
I love Jonnu Smith.
Well, then there you go.
Jonnu
There's
Smith.
A second option for you.
What about Pat Freiermuth?
Yeah, you're going to disparage Pat? You might be listening.
Are you kidding me right now?
I don't know.
You probably are listening. He hasn't done anything. He didn't even deserve the $10 million.
I don't know how much I trust your opinion here because you just said Jalen Ramsey is the best corner in football. He's not even one of, like, the 8 best corners in football.
Man.
Or 10 best.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Everybody gets burnt, Mosey. Everybody.
Who would you rather have, Pat Surtain? Would you rather have Pat Surtain or would you have Jalen Ramsey as a corner?
I mean, I like Patrick.
You said
Sertan.
He's
younger.
The best corner in football, so you'd say Jalen Ramsey without hesitation.
He was the player of the year last year, Adrian.
He's one of the best.
That works
corners
better.
In the league. Minka, good riddance. He's done nothing in 2 years. Jalen, we bring in a Jalen Ramsey. You bring in another option in the passing game. Now we just got to go sign Amari Cooper or trade for Olave or one of these terrible teams' number one receivers. And we'll be right there in the Super Bowl.
All right, gotcha, Adrian. Thank you. We got to run.
So we open up talking Penguins attendance, and like Sting from the rafters at a WCW show, Donnie, here comes Adrian.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And just
that music means it's time for a Donnie Football Debrief brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company. Over 100 years of baking experience. Why is it now? Because we'll have Bucco's postgame. We also have Aditi Kinkabwala in studio for a full hour in the 4 o'clock hour. So no better time than the present to talk a little ball with our resident ball knower, Donnie Football, Donnie Chedrick. His biggest football topic of the day, the biggest football topic on his big football brain. Take it away, Don.
The debrief, July 2, 2025. I wasn't sure if we were going to get into this today, since it is a guest-heavy show and a heavy pirate show as well. I figured I could bring it up here. This was something from earlier this summer, Rod Woodson with Kay Adams on her podcast talking about Jalen Ramsey and a potential position change.
Because he tackles as a corner. He has that mindset. It's just, is he willing to be in the core? And I mean, obviously he can cover tight ends and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Just being that willing tackler in the core, you know, if you got to fill the B gap, if you got to come out on the edge on the C gap, like you could normally do as a corner, if you're going to, you know, set the edge. So I think he's capable of doing it. You know, nowadays, I just don't know if guys would want to sustain their careers because they make so much money.
Yep.
Now, I'm not saying that's Ramsey. I'm not saying that's his mindset. I'm just saying, do they want to keep playing even though they have $100 million in the bank?
I was waiting for him to say something like that. That's not exactly what I thought Rod was going for. I thought Rod meant, are they willing to change positions where safeties make less than corners? That'd be like saying, does a guy want to move from wide receiver to running back where he's going to take a pay cut?
Or like those deals where the pass-catching tight ends wanted to be paid like wide receivers.
If you have to because you can't keep up with receivers anymore and that's how you stay in the NFL, that's one thing. Ramsey doesn't think that way. We heard Joe Rose yesterday with us, the great Dolphins color analyst, Dan Marino's best friend, say this guy would go to the coaches and say, give me the other team's best wide receiver. I don't give a crap about our defensive scheme. That's what I want to do on Sundays. And he was still good last year. So I don't see that changing. I think, you know, he'll move around. He'll play inside. He'll play outside. I think he will take some snaps at safety. But I don't see any way in which he just becomes their full-time free safety. And Rod did it, and Rod was great at it, and Rod played for a long time, and he was a first ballot Hall of Famer, and the Steelers got rid of him way prematurely, and it sucks that he didn't play his entire career here and went on to places like Baltimore and won there. And now is the Ravens color guy, which makes me sad. But no, I do not see that in the cards for Ramsey, Malzi, where that's his new, he is the new Charles Woodson, let's say.
I mean, Joe Rose said, I think, what matters. He said Jalen Ramsey's going to go where the money is, and if he still thinks he can physically play the position where the money is, he's going to keep playing it until he can't. And then I do think like the money was different even in Rod Woodson's era, where if he felt like he could keep playing, it was just keep getting contracts, keep playing. And he did play at a high level at safety, obviously. But I do agree the physical stuff's there. If he lost a step, I think he's like one of those ideal corners to move to safety. But mindset-wise, he clearly doesn't want to.
Why is that again?
It's not where the money is. That laugh is iconic from DiBiase.
Best laugh in wrestling history.
Donnie, see if you can do a rendition of it.
I'm not doing it.
Why?
Play it
again.
I won't.
Play it again, Pony, just the start.
I will not disgrace the greatest laugh in wrestling history.
All right, Malzi's going to give it a crack, a swing at it.
He had that weird... Pony, would you like to try?
I want to hear it again.
What if Starkey did it?
Money, do the throat money, thing.
Money, money. How would money. Pop sound?
Money, 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 money.
I make a lot of it.
Man, another
I've
just
got a lot of it.
Another explosive day in the YouTube comments. This guy Kyle has shown up and just turned it on its ear, talking about how there's no ball knowers in there, Pony, and for football.
Yeah.
There are now theories that this is just Adrian and Pittsburgh's newest account after being banned from the chat.
He was banned?
I don't know. People are hypothesizing that they hear Adrian call, they see this guy Kyle talking about ball knowledge, and they think it's Adrian. Mm. I also do this. Our YouTube comments, still not sponsored. They are a rich treasure trove of some of our most insane but entertaining listeners.
Yeah.
Somebody asking, when was the last time the Pirates swept a team and did not give up a run in the process? Excuse me. That was
Prosex. Okay.
Prosex.
Malty, really?
I can answer that for you, fortunately. It was June 14th through the 16th, 2015. Three straight wins without giving up a run. So for whoever sent that question in, look at that. You're getting super served here by one host of this show.
And what are you getting from the other guys?
It's people just arguing with each other. That's all it is. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're getting money, too. Much more talented than this kid, right, Donnie? Like, his kid was just kind of a guy, right?
Speaking of money, I'm pretty sure that Ted DiBiase Jr. is, like, in jail.
I don't think Senior was exactly innocent in those little schemes either.
Didn't he rip off our guy Virgil, rest in peace?
Well, that was in the storylines, I thought.
Yeah, I never thought that
actually
happened for real.
Local guy Virgil?
Well, Virgil was a fixture, RIP, at the Monroeville Expo Mart.
Do you remember when Coolio died and Virgil eulogized him?
The meat sauce
Yes,
eulogy.
I do.
He had like a picture of the two of them with a lady, and she was like, and he said something like she was looking for the meat sauce. It was like, rest in peace, my brother.
Yep.
Man, Coolio. How many people even know that Coolio was from Manesson?
I didn't know that till you just said it.
You didn't know Coolio was local?
No.
Yeah, Coolio born here.
Did you know that, Don?
I knew he was local, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Penguins go in the Pirates route in free agency, sign crappy players to one-year deals, flip those ham and eggers for mid-round picks at the trade deadline, try to stink it up, try to get Gavin McKenna in the lottery next summer. At least, I think that's the plan. I don't even think Kyle Dubas is really talking in code about it anymore. He's being pretty transparent about where things are headed and where he wants them to go. Maybe he feels he has to be a little bit coy about it because Sidney Crosby is still here. I don't know. All right, Sean Gentile is Pittsburgh's national NHL insider from The Athletic. He also, sadly, is good friends with Malzi. And that's his cross to bear in life. Right, Sean? Am I saying anything you disagree with?
I was waiting to see if you would greet me by asking me about my gout, like you did with Adrian a couple callers ago.
He does have gout.
Wait, you have gout too?
No,
Adrian has gout.
Yeah, Adrian actually did have gout.
He was called from the hospital to bitch at Malzi while he had horrible gout.
My dad had gout, and it was like he complained more about that than I'd ever heard him.
Sean Bissonnette had gout.
Sean Weaver, yeah, Bissonnette said gout was like more painful than hockey
because he
injuries.
Was eating 20 ounces of steak a day,
and he also thought that was healthy eating.
It's a combination of it's food and beverage based. I think if you're knocking out a lot of Miller Lights. On a given night, it's gonna aggravate the gout.
I'm more amazed that Bissonnette thought eating like steak every night was like good, healthy eating. Like, who is he, the Liver King?
Are you surprised that Biz thought that?
No, I'm not actually.
I don't know why Chris would say that.
I was trying to give Biz credit a little bit, but he probably didn't really deserve it for not knowing that was terrible for his body. So.
How many Miller Lights a week for Sean Gentile at this point in life?
I've almost fully transitioned to. Like wine and or liquor at this point. I'm
wine.
Like, I'm
Cab Sav.
Come on.
This is Chardonnay season, Malzi, please.
You guys are both wrong. This is Pinot Grigio season.
Yeah. I don't drink white wine. I just refuse to do it, so.
Well, I was closer to being right than Malzi.
Both you guys grow up, get some culture. Buy a nice bottle of Josh Pinot Grigio for $13.99.
I thought you'd be drinking ice wine at this point, that Niagara-on-the-Lake stuff.
Sean's walked into his sheets and bought a bottle of wine today, or before, maybe not today.
Wait, hold on a second. One more thing,
please.
Do you guys know where you caught me? I'm on the phone in my car right now. I was on my way to buy fireworks.
Nice.
Now that is a Yinzer move right there. Setting off some. What are you going up 51 right across the line?
Jason Pierre Gentile here.
The Yinzer move is to drive to Youngstown so you can get
Correct.
The actual good,
the phantom
you can get
fireworks.
The good illegal fireworks.
Oh, all right. Man. So Yoey, who's still covering the Penguins for The Athletic, says, "So are the Penguins tanking?" Question mark. I don't think so. Well, what is the counterpoint? If he says they're not, can you explain to me why he might think they're not?
If it looks like a tank and drives like a tank, it's a tank.
Yeah.
You can't say. I mean, I get it. Like, if you're Kyle Dubas or Sidney Crosby or Dan Muse or whoever, you're not going to come out and use.
Yes,
use
but
the
Josh
tank
doesn't work for the team. He, like you just said, if it walks like a duck, it is a duck. Come on now, this is a tank. We all know that. We're all
grown-ups
here.
We can split hairs about the actual terminology, but I mean, I've heard you guys talking about it on my drive to buy fireworks, like Anthony Mantha and Parker Weatherspoon and these guys. Like they're useful to some extent, and they're NHL players, but those aren't guys you sign if you're trying to. If your primary objective in a given season is to win as many games as possible, I mean it's clear, and Dubas is not really saying anything to the contrary at this point.
Sean, how deep will he dig here to excavate this roster to this end? Like, who do you expect, if any, of the big names, the Rusts, Raquels, Carlsons, to actually be dealt, if any of them?
I think yesterday from that front went pretty well for them. You see, Brock Besser, let's say. He's the best non-Mitch Marner winger on the market. He's a guy who's going to score 25 goals or whatever. Certainly was a contingency plan for the teams that, were going to lose out on Marner. He sticks around in Vancouver. You see a lot of guys, we're seeing what happens with Nikolai Ehlers, who's another top six wing. Once Ehlers comes off the board and he hasn't made up his mind just yet, he's going to get a ton of money. there's going to be a lot of teams that are left holding the bag. And I think that that puts Dubas and the Penguins in a pretty fortuitous position, let's say, because if you look around the league, especially now, you know, on July 2nd, not a lot of teams with players that they're willing to sell. There's a lot of teams that are still, you know, huffing the copium of the offseason and thinking that they have a real chance to either come out of a rebuild, which is a lot of teams. A lot of teams are done being bad. You know, the Red Wings and Anaheim Ducks of the world. And then there's teams on the fringe of the playoff race too, who are not looking to sell. The end result is that, you know, there's a shortage of legit options, and the Penguins have two of them, in Rust and Raquel. So, yeah, look, we know that they're going to talk about those guys once the season starts, if they're on the roster. We know they're going to be deadline commodities, but I'm really interested to see, you know, based on the way the last 48 hours or so have gone, you know, if that's something they're willing to do in the summer, is make a move on those guys, because I think the offers are going to be there, because there's too many teams that haven't been able to sign anybody who's any good.
How much are they going to keep keeping Sidney Crosby somewhat happy into account with that kind of stuff?
I think it's been a concern. I think it'll continue to be a concern. I'd be surprised to some degree if they trade both of them. But man, I think you got to look. What would make a ton of sense is if you move one now and then hold on one until the deadline. And that's not based in any kind of reporting or whatever. That's just probably what I would do if I were them. I'd move one now, keep one so Sid's got one of his guys, you know, at least at the start of the season, and then reassess once March rolls around.
Sean, no one wants Erik Karlsson?
I think people would want Erik Karlsson at the right price, absolutely. And I think now, you know, since free agency's come and gone, and, you know, teams again are kind of on to the second and third set of decisions that they need to make about their roster building, I think that's when Karlsson comes into play, because we generally know how much money you're working with coming out of July 1, right? Like people's caps are relatively set. And now you can say, all right, we can pay $7.5 million for Erik Karlsson or whatever. Now you can figure out how much money they potentially need to retain if they were to make a deal happen. Because I think it's, you know, what's clear also, one of the big themes of yesterday is that, you know, if you're a defenseman with a pulse, you're going to get paid. Like we saw Ivan Provorov, who's, you know, a solid second pair defenseman making $7.5 million with Columbus.
Dublin and CeCe got money from the same team, the Kings. I don't know what the hell they're doing.
They should have tried to send Karlsson to the Kings, absolutely, because they're willing to take.
How about the Hurricanes now that Burns is gone?
They actually they're probably out of the market now because they traded for Keandre Miller from the Rangers and signed him to a pretty big money extension. I'd be surprised if they added another big ticket item.
So, do you think in your crystal ball, do you think Erik Karlsson will be on the Penguins roster opening night?
No, I don't.
Who do you think he's most likely to go to?
Probably the Detroit Red Wings. If you made me guess right now, you know, about Karlsson's future, I would say he's not on the team. And if you made me pick, you know, where else he could potentially end up, I think it'd be Detroit, because they didn't do anything of note last year, and there's some heat on Yzerman and whoever else with that organization to actually make that jump and make the playoffs like we saw from Montreal last season.
Rank the top three somewhat illicit fireworks products that you enjoy using.
This is how they got me. This is how suggestible and weak I am. I got a coupon in the mail from Phantom Fireworks for some like crazy half off, you know, some variety pack. So yeah, I went and scooped that. But yeah, the big one, the ancillary purchase, was a pretty serious stack of just classic Roman candles. Always fun. definitely never had Roman candle fights with my drunk friends when I was in high school. Definitely not a thing that happened.
We used to put like the M80s or whatever they were in dog turds and just watch it explode. We'd light those on fire.
Like, that's like how you end up in juvie, Pony. Correct. Like that's how you do time.
Sean, my first experience like seeing police actually talking to anyone that I knew in a way that person was in trouble was our neighbor two doors down, Mr. Pfeiffer. Still alive, very much could be listening to
Phantom
this show.
Mosey?
Yeah.
Well, when Pony, you asked me who was the first girl I kissed, it was his daughter, and they all heard me say that on
with
the
tongue?
Air. I think. Mm. If memory serves. Anyway, neither here nor there.
He didn't know what he was doing.
Right. I think I also said I was like 6 or 7 years old, so just take that into account. That's kind of
look
a...
Look at you. Look
I know.
At you.
Yeah,
Chris
anyway.
Swordsman.
Anyway. No, I mean, I think, Sean, this is like a Pittsburgh or Pennsylvania kid thing, especially this part, because Ohio, they're legal. Your neighbor, like, it's like a rite of passage to see an adult neighbor, like, confronted by the police because they're setting stuff off. They come, they go, hey, you're shooting fireworks into the woods. It's been a little dry lately. Don't do that anymore. Also, your neighbors on the street behind you are getting mad about this. Neighbor, oh, yeah, got it. Cops are gone no more than 5 minutes. Fireworks are getting shot off again from my recollection. Mm. Like,
look at you. Look at you, though, with woods to shoot fireworks into. Congratulations on all your success.
Correct. Okay. I was going to say it if
all
you
right,
weren't,
Mr.
Sean.
Greenfield. I guess you weren't shooting them over the roof of Huff's. Huh?
Thank you, Sean.
We had to go to other people's houses and shoot them off. Wow. We could do that.
All right, yeah. All right. This is Grant Bacharach erasure.
Goodbye.
Bye now.
Sean Gentile drinking white wine and blowing things up and saying that Erik Karlsson's going to be gone. Now, this is just a little pony scuttlebutt. I was under the impression that the Detroit thing wasn't going to happen because Karlsson doesn't want to go there. He's like the WNBA player who's like, we don't want a team in Detroit.
Oh, Sophie Cunningham. For two things. I'm glad you brought her up.
We don't want to go to Detroit or Cleveland.
Yeah, about expansion.
Screw those towns.
Okay, two things. Lady, you play in Indianapolis. Let's not act like you're in New York City.
They got St. Elmo there.
Two,
they got the JW Marriott,
two,
things of that nature.
I would understand if it was somebody who like somehow grew up in Manhattan and that's all she ever knew. She's from Columbia, Missouri. Not exactly known as a bustling hotbed of cosmopolitan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.